What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
We're back.
Hey, y'all, man.
Oh, living the dream, as they say. Trying to fucking sell this van.
Yep. Yeah, I reckon my take on it was the best.
What was yours? I opened my phone, but I didn't really.
You're like,
I just saw
what if they come back? What if they come back?
Yeah.
What'd they say? It was too big.
Yeah. I've heard that before, ladies.
No, they couldn't park it.
Mm.
That's why they didn't want it.
Yeah.
They're not coming back.
No.
Unless the butch one wins the argument.
There wasn't really a butch one between them.
Oh. Okay.
Mm.
One of those weird relationships.
Yeah, one of those weird lesbian relationships where they don't flog each other.
Mm. A lovely, loving relationship.
Yeah.
Where each person has equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do the flogging, though,
I feel like.
Flourish.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like Curry Curry's fucking carrying that flag still.
Absolutely. Well, Ben's still out there, so.
Yeah. He hasn't flogged his missus.
Maybe that's the issue.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're off. We're off to the races.
That was
already.
Quick.
Yeah, that was quick. No wonder he didn't want to come on.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
It's been fucking 2 seconds. We're already into fucking no good.
Fucking.
Into the no goods.
We've been up to getting wined and dined. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks, mate. I got wined and dined.
Yep.
Yeah. 5-course meal. Sous vide.
Oh, mate.
Bit of sous vide tri-tip.
You got your sous vide on the way too?
Yeah. Sure do.
Fuck yeah.
It's going to be stick.
Yeah. You're going to go to Kmart and get the...
Big dub, mate. Get the vacuum sealer.
Yeah, the vacuum package. Sealer. Yeah,
fuck yeah. Yeah. I will get that going.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I'll invite you around.
Full nerd.
Give you a try of my meat.
I'll fucking gobble it down.
Yeah.
I'll fucking gobble that meat down.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, you will.
Get it in and around my mouth.
Mm. No meat for the girls. They can just watch.
Yeah. It's just boy time.
Yeah. We'll be like Trump and Clinton.
Yeah. Which one's... I'm definitely Trump.
Yes, you are.
Oh, damn. Oh, well.
Start playing the saxophone.
I'll grab you right by your boy, pussy.
Mm. Fuck yeah. Trump strikes me as the guy that'd slide a finger in while he's blowing you.
He seems like a gentleman.
Little black.
He's a giver.
Little backdoor deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he fucks all those models.
Yeah.
You know how they like it in Europe.
Mm. Bit of sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking whatever happens, happens, you know. This isn't Moscow.
Mm.
It's all good. We got freedom.
Freedom to suck.
If Trump wants to suck off Clinton, honestly, it raises him up in... It should raise him up in the Libs books, like, because he's gay now, so he's one of them.
Mm. Apparently blokes suck better than the chicks too.
So bet they do.
He probably put Lewinsky to shame.
I bet I'd be a natural.
Well, let's find out on the pod.
I feel like every bloke would be.
Just fucking nuts straight away. All right. Well, this is going to be an awkward 55 minutes for the rest of the pod.
Yeah. Just me gagging in the background.
Just going, oh, what did you eat, brother?
Oh, gross.
You been eating gluten again?
Eat some fucking pineapple, cunt.
Mm. I eat a lot of fruit, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
You are. You what you eat.
Big old fruit.
Yeah.
I am a big old fruit.
Oh, man.
That's so funny that that's just what's been the new news of the day.
Mm.
That Trump has been sucking off Bill.
It's great.
It's good.
It puts a whole new, like, lean on that first election where he brought in the victims.
Yep.
Bill's victims and sat in front row at the debate, and Bill was looking at him like, that was heartbreak. It wasn't anger, it was heartbreak.
Yeah, he was like, I thought we were bros. You sucked me, dude.
Yeah, you sucked me off.
And now I'm going to have to spill the beans.
Yeah, he's
that, like, you sucked.
Fuck. It's crazy. They all do weird shit.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's like fucking whatever happens on the island stays on the island.
We all do weird shit, man.
We're on an island, we do.
Not even on the island.
Yeah, true.
Just at home. Hungover after a million beers last night. Just fucking Joe Rogan needs to answer for his crimes.
Yeah, that was wild.
Joe Rogan has a lot to answer for, actually. What the fuck, cunt?
Yeah, if he had hair, it'd be blue.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I liked that. Yeah. The amount of regret that he's just been going through, he's just been like, oh, no.
What did I do?
I'm the butt of the joke.
I was still drunk.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Stay off the phone when you're drunk.
Mm.
You should stay off the phone in general. It's good for you.
Yeah, but who's gonna?
True. Such a great way to just, like, waste time. Yeah. Like, oh, man, I got to wait for half an hour. You're like, fucking reels will just make that go in a flash.
Yeah. I could jerk off, but I could just watch some reels, and I am at the bus stop, so.
I'm going to jerk off.
Mm.
Is what 99% of the
people
are
in India.
Yeah. Now, it's still Australia, mate. It's just a lot of them.
Fuck, here we go. Oh, man. I was thinking of this bit where it's like fucking my immigration policies are like my no-smoking policy. Like, I can't allow even one because as soon as I let one in and I have a ciggy, here it all fucking comes again.
Yeah, the floodgates are open then. Yeah.
That's what. That's a tough bit.
That's a hard bit.
That's a one to. Yeah.
That's a hard sell. That'd definitely go good at the One Nation thing. That was this weekend.
Yeah, we should have done stand up.
We should have just gone.
Yeah.
Little suits.
Hello, everybody. Ching chong bing bong. How are you?
We should have gone as a gay couple.
A conservative gay couple?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You reckon they'd discriminate?
Ooh, don't know.
I feel like it's their shtick. So.
Yeah, I feel like there's enough gay conservatives these days.
Yeah, it's true.
They've come out.
Close the door behind them.
Mm.
I like it.
Yep. Nick Fuentes. I know a faggot when I see one. That boy ain't straight.
So, yeah, been recovering from surgery.
Yeah. How's that going?
Awful.
Yeah, fucking no good.
Awful.
So you're fully deaf in one ear?
Yeah, I've got all packing and bandaging in there at the moment.
Oh, so nice.
It's part of the reason why I'm deaf.
Yeah.
I hope. We'll see how good it is once they pull the bandages out.
Mm.
But
at least you can say you're packing for once.
Yeah.
Mm. In my ear.
That was awful.
Yeah.
It's cool. Awful.
This is quality shit.
Yeah. Nurses are pretty these days. They weren't pretty back in the day. Remember that? Used to be all like older women nurses.
Yeah.
Nowadays it's all young women.
Because you're older.
You reckon?
Yep.
Nah, I reckon nurses are getting hotter.
It's true.
I reckon they are.
Yep.
It just doesn't make sense. It's just the...
That's how age works.
Maybe.
It means you're not a pedophile, which is good.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
That'd be rough. You wouldn't want to be. Oh, man, that'd suck. I
couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest.
Honestly, you just, yeah. See you later, world.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's one thing to get out of the way before you do kill yourself, but.
If you're going to go out, you might as well go out swinging.
You might as well. Get your money's worth.
Yeah. It's evil.
That is pretty evil.
It's so evil. You've been...
But if you got to do it.
You've been fucking... you put that thing in the Discord about the Australian radio, Opie and Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I got... I sat down. I sat down again to listen to it.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, sweet.
Oh, and no.
As soon as the mother asks the question,
yeah, you know where it's
going. I knew exactly where it was going.
It's so bad, dude.
And did one of the people commit suicide?
No, I don't think so.
Was that another radio show prank? There was a radio show prank that caused someone to commit suicide.
Shit.
Yeah. Which I feel like is probably not as worse as what you fucking...
That was a bad one.
It was crazy, dude. I got to that and I was like, I can't listen to this. The mother starts trying to justify it.
Yeah, she's like, but what else have you done?
It's like, it wasn't really. Like, what? She seduced a grown man at 12. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to infer here?
And then the other host, he's like, yeah, but was there anything else other than the rape?
Oh, dude. Didn't even meet a beat, like miss a beat. Yeah. Like, he was just.
Didn't even meet a beat.
Dude.
He just starts jerking off. He's like, tell me more.
Incredible. And I just turned it off. I was like, I can't. It's evil.
It's so funny, though, dude.
So evil.
Oh, no. Anthony's just making fun of the Australian boy. Oh, no, my hymen's busted. Oh, no, he put it in me freckle.
Oh.
That's so funny, dude. You got to go back and listen to it. That'd be a poof.
Nah.
That'd be a poos. Go listen to it. The same episode, they call up a dude that's been working at Macca's for 50 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, he started when he was 18 and he's like 68.
Yeah.
His name's Leonard. And they fucking call him up. And they're like, Leonard, what was it like when they let the Negroes start dining at Macca's? Because it's been there for 50 years. It was definitely there.
Yeah.
And Leonard's like, oh, I don't know about that. And all that. He's like, he's a bit retarded. Like, obviously, he's been working at Macca's for 50 years.
Yeah.
But then they put the manager on, and the manager's just like ripping on Leonard too. She's been there for like 20 years. But he's a bit slow. They're like, oh, that's funny. This chick kind of rules.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you put Leonard back on? And when they put him back on, they're like, in between, they're like, pretend to be like a CEO and he's fired. Anthony does the impression. He's like, hello, Leonard. Yeah, is that Leonard there? Yeah, this is Brian Johnson from McDonald's headquarters. How's it going, Leonard? Congratulations on your 50 years. And just wanted to say thanks. And also, by the way, we're in a bit of a recession right now and due to the downturn. Like, yeah, we're gonna have to let you go, Leonard. It's like, oh, fuck. You can just hear him on the phone. He's like, oh. He's like, who are you gonna get to replace me? Like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, your job's kind of redundant at this point. The recession, how it is. And he's like, boop. He's hearing him hang up. And everyone's like, no. Patrice is there. Patrice is like, please call him back. Like, you gotta call him back.
Yeah.
And like, oh, fuck it. Fuck him. He's been there for 50 years.
Thinks he's fired. Probably gonna walk out to the manager. Did you know?
Oh.
That's crazy.
I mean, surely. Like, the manager would be like, you're not fired, Leonard. They're just fucking with you. Here's the mob.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's probably would have been better for Leonard to just leave and continue the fucking torture that is
50 years at McDonald's.
Fucking Macca's, dude. Jesus Christ. I would fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they call back to the fucking other bit where they're like, oh, no. Oh, no, we've busted his spirit. Oh, no, I'm fired. Fuck. So I've just been walking around the house being like, oh, no. Oh, no.
It's becoming a new stim.
Yeah. The back door's busted. Oh, no. We need to call the locksmith. It's been fun.
Yeah.
I guess the greatest bit on that was like Louis and Patrice. It was like the origins of the word kike.
Yeah.
It was like kikel circle thing.
Yeah.
Louis just comes in and be like, yeah. The origin of the word nigger. He was acting all niggery.
Whoa.
Have you heard that bit?
No.
You haven't heard that?
I'll listen to it later.
Shit,
I'll listen to it later.
You haven't heard that? Fuck, dude. It's
probably
all-time greatest fucking bits. Patrice is dying.
Yeah.
And the ball's on Louis just to be like, yeah. It's the funniest fucking line, dude. It just comes out of left field. You're just like, holy fuck. It's like the... It's so funny, dude. Back when you could have fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Can't have fun nowadays.
No, even though I just said it.
Yeah, well.
Do whatever you want. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
What are they going to do, Forrest? You're not working.
Yeah, it's true.
Good digital footprint I've got.
Yeah, you're like, that's why they started blocking websites on your fucking computer. They're watching you.
On Telstra.
Yeah. Fucking Telstra.
Probably all the Desi Freeman content I've been consuming. He's one to watch.
Yeah. Mine's just been Edmund Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Which one's that?
The Winds Came Late in November.
Yeah, the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just been sharing fucking Edmund Fitzgerald.
Nice.
Just consuming it. Now the women have taken over it. It's like, they don't get it. They're always trying to like show us you. They're always trying to show me their pussy.
We're cool. Like,
hey.
We're cool as well, guys. We can meme.
It's like, I'm going to dress like the Edmund Fitzgerald and he's my OnlyFans. Like, yeah. Fuck you.
You see the Stella Wu reel?
No.
It's so funny, dude. It's like an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Just dunking on him. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so good. I'm like, oh, fuck, Stella. Didn't know you were based as hell. That's sick. But it's blowing up, of course.
Yeah.
It's just stirring the shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, she's not actually racist against Indians, you fucking
morons. Bet she is. Yeah. I've seen a lot of Japanese reels saying disparaging things about Indians.
Look, I'm here to say that Indians are among the lower tier of the Asians.
Wow.
But so are the Chinese, you dog-eating cunts.
They did have to put up signs in, I think it was somewhere in China, to be like, don't shit on the road.
Oh, that was street shitting too?
Yeah, that's street shitting too.
I have seen a lot of like footage in supermarkets of Asian, like older Asian women just shitting on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if you've been getting those.
No.
I'll send you some, don't worry. I get them all the time. But as soon as it's like a convenience store, like CCTV footage of a convenience store and it's an old Asian woman, I'm like, she gonna shit. She's shitting soon, bro. And every 9 out of 10 times. Otherwise, if it's an old Asian woman behind the counter, it's like she's going to flog someone with an object.
Yeah.
But if they're on the other side, they're shitting on the floor.
Yeah.
It rules.
Go full circle. I'd like to know, like, stat-wise, if I could pull the stats for it, what the most shit-in shopping centre is.
Who's shitting the most?
For sure it's Coles.
Well, people...
Yeah, shitting.
Dropping dumps in Coles.
Yeah.
Nah. You reckon?
Well, in Tyree it was Woolworths. My mate, Kyle, was like, come to school one day. He's like, dude, someone took a shit in front of the deli. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, someone took a full shit in front of the deli. He goes, there was multiple nuggets. They got one out and then fucking snapped another one off as well. Yeah.
Nice.
He goes, it was like a full log. He goes, it was a big one too.
At least they're healthy.
Yeah, like they're eating well.
In front of a deli, it'd be fucking liquid.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh no, I've consumed gluten in the past 24 hours.
Yeah. You got a weak constitution, man.
Yeah, dude. It's not good.
Yeah.
It ain't good. I've been waking up with a sore back like every day. Yeah, pretty sure. Some sort of fucking flare-up bullshit.
Yeah.
I've got women's diseases.
Yeah.
Like fibromyalgia or some gay shit like that. No good.
Yeah.
What I should be doing is working a hard manual labour job, and then I can blame my back problems on that.
Yeah.
And just go to the pub and have like 8 or 9 Jack and Cokes and drive home.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't even RBT out where you are.
No, and so they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Fucking.
There'd be no one to operate the mine sites.
Exactly. As long as you don't blow numbers the next day.
Yeah.
You're all good, fine, brother. Fucking get in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of blowing, fucking Ronan. That cunt. Just not turning up. We needed you, buddy. We needed you on. Feel the energy right now. No, yeah. Good. I could just be ripping shreds into Ronan right now. It'd be a lot more fun.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't want to sign up for it.
It's because he's dog gay.
Hungover.
Had to stay out drinking.
Just no one wants to do the pod no more.
I don't blame him.
We don't even want to do it at this point. It's like, oh, fuck it, I guess.
We just do it.
Yeah. This would be the last one.
No, we got a guest soon.
Yeah, we do. Fuck, yeah. That will be the last one.
Maybe that should be the last
that
one.
That is a good way to go out, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to do for that episode? Just no effort, no planning, I reckon.
Just walk in, hello.
Yeah, just go in zero energy. Be like, what's up, Nikki? Yeah. What do you want? Why are you here? What the fuck? What is your manager doing?
What's going on?
How did you get booked on this fucking bullshit?
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? You're in the pits.
Do you feel dirty?
This is probably the worst podcast. This is the 13th ranked comedy podcast in Australia out of 14.
At least we're ranked.
We are ranked. We're playing ranked podcasts here, and we are your retarded teammates for the day.
So retarded, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want to go play baseball?
Fuck, no.
Me either. I saw a sign for it the other day, and I was like, well, that's random. Baseball.
I'd go to, like, batting cages or something. Yeah, I went down to the batting cages the other day. You know where this is going.
You hit a kid?
Classic open mic joke. Yeah. Jerked off a kid. Let's make it worse. Went down to the batting cages. Yeah, jerked off a kid. Turns out they're not into that kind of batting.
That's gay, Ethan.
Yeah, it is.
I fucking started watching this military show.
It's
called Boots on Netflix. I was like, ah, oh, man, military. I like military shows. Yep. I can watch that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's about a gay dude in the military. And the whole show was just super fucking gay.
I remember you telling me this. So just like the military.
Yeah, I was just like, why are there so many gay people all of a sudden in the military when it's literally illegal?
Fuck, it'd be funny if that's just what the military was.
Just
and you
gay
were just
dudes.
Too autistic to figure it out the just whole time you were there. You're like, realize. Everyone hates me for some reason. Yeah. It's because you're not sucking and fucking and all doing it on the sly.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking straight old coiny over here. Doesn't even suck anyone off. Who does he think he is? Thinks he's better than us because he doesn't suck and fuck. He's got a wife. The only other guy that you knew had a wife was like a cuck who was like people coming out and fucking his wife.
Yeah, dude, he's a weird dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking cuck. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
Should do a doco on him. Boots.
Yeah, his kid was autistic and he was blaming vaccines. And I was looking at him like,
ah, brother, you got it, whatever it is.
Yeah, dude.
That is genetic.
For sure. That's fucking all him. But it probably was the vaccines.
What, they turned him into a cuck?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have got that maybe. 5G in your brother.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be a rough one, too. Been a cuck. That'd suck.
To each their own.
It's probably fucking awesome for them, but oh, it'd be awful. You say, oh no.
It'd be good if you were like that type of lazy, where you're just like, ah, give a fuck.
I'd never be that type of lazy.
Get in here, fucker. I'm sick of her shit. Just to be like that cool about it. It's kind of cool. I like it. You're like, ah, oh, this fucking bitch. Can you just deal with her? Just fucking rail her so she shuts the fuck up.
Yeah. There was that basketball team owner. He had a girlfriend. He's talking to her on the phone. She's fucking other dudes, like black dudes.
Yeah.
And he's like, just don't go out in public with them, right? Like, I don't care that you do it. Just don't go out in public. All my rich friends are laughing at me. This is getting plugged up on this little white dude.
Yeah, they're hitting the back wall.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Punching her cervix out. Just fucking throwing her around.
Mm.
Fill her up, seal her shut.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't want to be a pedophile. You don't want to be a cuck.
Hmm. You don't want to be a pedo cuck.
That'd be the worst.
Having someone else come around and fuck your kids? Dude, what a nightmare. I think we're cooking. I think this is good.
This is horrific.
Stuff. This is good stuff. Pedophile cucks. Like, look, I'd fuck him, but I just can't. I can't deal with him right now. Oh, no. Kid's like, are you sure this is okay, Dad? You sure you want me to do this, Uncle Tom?
What's wrong
Uncle
with you?
Ben?
What's wrong with you, Ethan?
A lot. Just having fun.
What a horrific thing to say.
Yeah, well, this is the podcast. This has been the point for the past however long. What, you're not into it all of a sudden?
This is how to not comedy, yeah. So...
We say crook shit, and we wait to get cancelled. We wait for them to find us. And
yeah,
fucking blow it up.
Then we know
they
we've
still
made
haven't
it.
Found it. We've just been flying under the radar.
Then we made it.
What are they gonna do? I ain't got no job.
Send the fucking Daily Mail after us.
That's good. Send them.
Yeah.
Send them in.
Send in the clowns.
Mm. Send in them from the Daily Mail. Send in Vikram from the Daily Mail. I'm sure he's got a hot opinion about this podcast.
We have to go on breakfast radio. Justify ourselves.
Yeah, going to have to take Kyle's job after that bit. I was raped when I was 12. But any other... been up to anything else? You got to admit, good bit.
Great bit.
Great. Or one of the old
ones. Poor execution.
I mean, 16 years later, I'm looking it up and I'm having a giggle.
Yeah. Yeah. What they should have done is find...
Brought him out from behind the curtain. Well, we've got a surprise for you. He's here today.
This is how you're going to win your tickets.
Win your tickets.
That was what it was for too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the callers start calling in and being like, they're doing a Larry King.
Yeah.
Because Larry King had this famous bit where he got like in heaps of hate, in heaps of trouble because he fucking, he fucking was interviewing this woman who got raped and she like took her groceries and was like going to a car and was like put him in the back seat and some dude like ran out, pushed her onto the back seat and raped her.
Oh.
And then Larry was like, and what happened with the groceries? It's like, Larry, you can't fucking ask that, dude. What are you doing? And so the bit was like people calling up the station afterwards and being like, and so Larry... They're like, we got Larry King on the line. Larry, what do you got to say? He's like, and so what happened with the tickets? Fuck, dude.
You reckon they gave him the tickets? They would have.
Together they gave him the tickets. They gave him. On air, they're like, do you want some therapy? We can pay for your therapy. They're just like backpedaling. Just being like, what can we do?
Horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you'll agree to on national fucking radio.
Yes.
You want some therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you fucking have lizards running media for the last 30 years. That shit happens.
Yeah, well, it hasn't gotten any better.
No, it hasn't.
But there has been significantly less 14-year-old girls saying they got raped on the radio. So I guess progress.
Yeah, progress.
But entertainment, no.
Do you know anyone who watches normal TV? Do you watch normal TV?
No. I watch 16-year-old episodes of Open Anthony in the car while I drive along like a psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I went to sell those lesbians my van today. I'm like, they started it up and my phone's like still Bluetoothed on that episode. I was like, oh, shit. It's canceling the Bluetooth. So just start playing.
Oh, crikey, oh, I got right.
Doing like word of the day. It happened, I got in the car with Elliot after the gig and it was still playing. I was like, oh, fucking.
It's all right. It's only Elliot.
Elliot's fine.
Yeah.
He's heard the Patrice bit.
Yeah.
Patrice and Louis, but yeah, fuck. I was like, ooh, they're not gonna like this. They ain't gonna like it. What was Ben's bit? That's pretty funny.
It's like, yeah. I said you couldn't.
Can you imagine two lesbians trying to park a van? Genetically, they're supposed to get parked in. You park a car in a garage, you don't park a car in another garage. It's a fair point.
Yeah. No, you just mush the garages together.
Mm. And then one garage beats the fuck out of the other garage.
Oh. Statistically speaking.
Stereotypes are fun. We'll stop saying it when you stop doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just raising awareness.
Yeah.
For the LGBT community.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do.
100%.
Mm. white men shouldn't be allowed microphones.
They've got a point.
Mm.
They shouldn't be allowed to have YouTube either.
We don't need more of this. This is one podcast we don't need to hear more of. Nah. This is problematic speech that we're done with.
Yeah.
You know what else is problematic? Joe Rogan. He needs to be cancelled.
He's got a lot to answer for.
He does have a lot to answer for.
Kill Tony, specifically.
Yeah. The president of the lake. Mm.
Mm. King Rogan.
But we're just jealous comics who are piling on, like Mark Maron.
Mark Maron doesn't like Joe?
No, he's never liked Joe, but he's...
On his podcast like three times.
There's this new thing at the moment where it's like cool to hate Joe Rogan.
You started that.
Yeah, and now I'm...
Yeah, now it's gay.
This is how you move.
You're gonna start liking Joe Rogan again because
I will, ironically. I'll be like,
it's
actually,
hacked to,
Joe's pretty funny, guys.
I just liked Joe the entire time. He's the only one talking about aliens.
You were the only one that was just like, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I still like him. We're the same height.
Definitely. Like, his shoulders are probably as wide as I am. So we're definitely not the same width.
Yeah, you're the same width.
I mean, he's just, yeah, probably, yeah, yeah. Yeah, mine's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see Sydney Sweeney's titties?
Fuck yeah, I did. Everyone saw
crazy
them. Everyone saw them.
Yeah, and turning up to a women's empowerment fucking award ceremony naked. Crazy.
That's empowering.
That is empowering. No one's talking about any of the other women who went, but...
It's about as empowering as the woman who walked into the cafe this morning wearing her Lorna Jane fitness wear and, brother, it was just Mound City.
Yeah,
it
dude.
It was crazy.
I've seen them.
I was like, that is a fucking mound.
I've seen them. It's like they're walking around with their pussy out, dude, yeah, for that, sure. Like this, it's crazy.
Had a fucking mound on her, dude.
Yeah,
it
you see
like,
the hoof.
I thought she was wearing a fucking cup.
You see the hoof,
like,
dude.
I've seen them wear like the fitness wear, and you're like, look, I can see the outline of your pussy, but like it is what it is. That's what we're doing these days. I accept that. I'm no bigot. I ain't no misogynist.
We're not supposed to look.
We don't look. We have a glance, but we don't stare.
I can't help it.
You go. There's a pussy.
I'm trying to avoid eye contact. Yeah, where else am I going to look?
You go, there's a fucking pussy, dude. Yeah. Fucking pussies out in the wild, dude. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm filling up while I'm having this coffee.
Fucking internet, dude. It's crazy.
But this chick just had a fucking mound on her, dude. Yeah. It was like, my girlfriend's across the table. Are you fucking seeing that shit? She's like,
yeah. Yeah.
God damn. That's fucking nuts.
And she didn't not look in the mirror before she walked out the door.
She looked down and she went, my pussy's fucking huge today. Let's go. And good on her. Good on her for getting that huge pussy out there. This is the type of gear I'll be doing when I open in 2 hours. Fuck me. But have you guys seen the giant pussies that are getting around? I saw one this morning at coffee. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a skinny man. I nearly fucking fell into it. I don't bring rock climbing gear to brunch.
It is crazy.
Mm. It's good. I'm all about it. It's
whatever.
Although I cannot wait for like retarded dudes to be like, well, if they're doing it, I'm
doing it
full fucking bulge, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be the big dick motherfuckers that do it first that are just like, you know what? Track pants? No. Fucking just some sort of like tight. It'll be the gays, actually. It'll be the gay dudes, I reckon.
Nah, it'll be fucking weird dudes. It'll be weird dudes. It'll go the same way trans went.
Maybe like some sort of like black anime nerd.
Mm.
That's like got a hog on him.
Yeah.
And he's just autistic enough to be like, well, if they're doing it, I'm leading the charge.
All right.
Just some hogged up black dude.
It's going to be a trans dude.
You reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty keen on that.
It won't be the trans dude you're into.
Nah, it won't be the good ones, will it?
No, it's never the good ones, dude.
It's never the good ones.
It's never the good ones.
It's never the good ones.
The good ones always turn out to be women.
That's true.
Fucking out here catfishing us.
Yeah.
Tricking us again, dude.
Tricking us, dude.
Dude, just anything to sell us their pussy.
I wanted that sweet fucking girl cock. And now, you're just out here catfishing me with that dirty minge.
Brother. We can't have anything.
Mm.
Fucking OnlyFans. Used to be for bands.
Mm.
Not anymore.
That.
Instagram. Used to just be funny reels. Not anymore. Now they're just trying to fucking...
Instagram used to be sluts, actually, dude. But I haven't had a slut in a long time.
Yeah, dude. You've got to stay on top of it, though.
What do you mean?
They'll slip into your algorithm.
Nah, I haven't had any.
Nah, dude. That's because you're looking at boy pussies. They know you're a lost cord.
Yeah. Muscle mummies don't count, though. They earned it.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Mm.
It's true.
Mm. Yeah, they can stay.
Pick you up like a little cradle, yeah, like a little baby. Ooh,
fuck yeah. Give me uppies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a bar in Japan that has like muscly women, and they just
beat the shit out of you.
They just bully you into lifting weights and drinking protein.
Yeah.
Just the entire time.
Oh, I thought they just made you drink beer and get pissed and then like beat you up and bit.
There's that one too, yeah. Maybe it's the same one.
Yeah, it's like a humiliation, kink shame type of thing.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Couldn't do it?
Not my thing.
Are you just still doing your Japanese lessons?
Yeah, every day.
Every day? Fuck.
Every day.
You must be good.
I have 588 day streak.
Really?
Yeah.
You must know some Japanese.
No, I have no fuck all.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't know any. It's really hard. It's really
green tea.
It's a really hard Ocha kudasai.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's like day one.
Yeah.
Ocha kudasai.
Yeah.
Manko kudasai. Oppa kudasai. Manko oppa kudasai. Tits and pussy, please. I know Japanese.
It's not on Duolingo, that one.
No, that one ain't on Duolingo.
Yeah, no.
Dekai oppa gadaiski.
Seen a lot of reels of like Japanese prostitutes. Like they do the full girlfriend experience thing.
Mm.
They don't tell people that they don't do that for white people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not getting...
Some dude over there in a fedora being like...
Yeah, he's not getting that.
No.
Not there, at least.
1,000 years of shame for blowing the Discord like, moderator.
Nah. Oh, dude, yeah.
Hello, widow kitten. I would like a full girlfriend experience, please. Did you see the sword I bought earlier today? And I bought you this full-size kimono as well. I went to Rawson and got you a schoolgirl outfit and a copy of Bazoon.
It's okay if you just want to cuddle.
We can just cuddle. I will come in my pants. Actually, physical contact makes me sick. I prefer to just dry hump.
Gross. They're out there. Dudes are out there.
They walk around dressed like that too in Japan, ooh, knowing full well what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we don't know about them.
Straight through Akihabara's fucking weeb central, dude.
Yeah, dude.
There's some people that have studied the blade getting around Akihabara, man. It's nuts.
If a zombie apocalypse breaks out, all those dudes are ready. For sure. They've all got swords. I got a sword.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Yeah.
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 Too bad they will be fucking out of breath after fucking 2 minutes of swinging.
Oh, yeah, they're all dead, for sure. They've prepared for it, but they're not going to last.
Mm. Yeah, bro, I sliced like 10 Mountain Dew bottles in half the other day. Yeah. I'm fucking ready to go.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been fucking cooking meats.
Yeah?
Oh, so good. Got the fucking pit barrel going.
Just 1 second.
Mm.
Double back. Business idea.
Mm.
A katana store where you can go in and buy the mats and you get to, like, it's like a one of those smash rooms. Mm. You just get to cut shit up.
Mm.
I reckon that'd be perfect.
Because
there's already axe throwing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to, like, go cut some shit up with a sword?
You need to combine it with, like, a printing service so they can, like, print off faces of their bullies.
Mm, that's good.
Same shit.
That's good.
Start chopping.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to do, like, a McDojo, but, like, a katana school where you just have these fucking retards come in. It's like Krav Maga.
No, I give the retards dangerous weapons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get in there and go fucking nuts, spaz dude. Hard. Yeah.
You earn it.
Sign this waiver.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your meat. You've been smoking your meat, mate.
Smoking their meats. I've been smoking their meats, dude. Hell yeah. I've been barbecuing.
Still on the charcoals?
Yes, briquettes.
When are you going to move to wood?
Lump charcoal or wood?
Wood.
I might get a little bit of fucking wood going in there.
Yeah, go the wood, mate.
You don't go full wood.
Not full wood, just a bit. Just a little chunk. Yeah.
Little chunk.
Just enough to get a nice ring around it.
Little fucking blue smoke.
When I was in the Air Force, we used to have a little offset smoker.
Mm.
So you used to put like cherry wood in that sucker.
On your pellets?
No. Cherry wood, like full chunks of wood.
Yeah, but don't you do offset like pellet grill?
You can do that also. That's what my father-in-law's got.
What did you do? Charcoals on the offset?
No, it was wood.
It was wood on the offset?
It was wood on the offset.
Oh, okay. I imagine that wouldn't be a very consistent temperature from your wood.
No, we had a fan. We had a fan and temperature boards. We're Avtex, so we're actually pretty good at measuring fucking temperature and getting systems to control each other.
Right. So how do you get that fire to be, like, consistent? Would you just let it burn for a bit till it's mostly charcoal and then start fanning it?
You basically like, you've got to burn the wood down a little bit, but there's a little fan on one end and a couple of temperature probes in there. So basically it'll just power the fan up when temperature's low.
Mm-hmm.
When the temperature's high, just closes off airflow.
Yeah.
And it just keeps it super smoky.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
What type of wood are we talking?
Some sort of redwood, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Bit of redwood smoke.
That's good. Yeah.
Brisket?
No, we did. Used to just do roast beef.
Oh, okay.
Get the roast beef from Coles.
I've been thinking about doing one of these, but what I'm going to do, this is getting pretty fucking wild. I'm going to sous vide my roast beef, get it perfect medium rare, and then drop, because the barrel's like the barrel or whatever, but you can modify it so you can drop your rack down lower. So you can just basically use it as like a charcoal grill.
Yep.
And get it nice and hot so that you can just fucking turn it. It's not really smoking it. It's more like grilling it.
Yeah.
But yeah, get it like perfect sous vide and then fucking grill it.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
How's sous vide go on thicker cuts?
Yeah, good.
Fine?
Good, yeah, because you can set it to that temperature and you can do like a 72-hour fucking sous vide. It's crazy.
Yeah.
72-hour roast beef sous vide. Perfect medium rare, slow cook, and then just char it on the grill. Dude.
And your taters, so when you cook your taters, you'll parboil them, but you hit them with a fork.
Yeah.
Mate, I hit them with the strainer. Chuck them in the strainer and fucking it comes out good.
It's not as good. Not as good. I've done both.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. I'll take your word at it.
You got to try the fork method, mate. It's a little bit more effort because you've got to individually scrape into each potato. You scrape one way, then you scrape the other way. You make like a cross hatch pattern in each individual potato.
Yeah,
but you don't parboil them as long. You don't have to get them as soft throughout, and they don't get as much liquid inside the potato then.
Yeah,
so then they've got a better chance of like drying out and getting nice and crispy.
Yeah,
and they've got like a hard crispy outer. Right. If you use the strainer thing, which I've done, it's like crispy, but it's like a soft crispy.
It's like a crumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like a crumble.
Which I don't mind.
Where if you want like a potato with like a fucking texture, like crunch, when you fucking bite into it.
Yeah.
You got to do the fork, brother. You got to do the fork method.
You got to do the fork method.
Do the fork method. I watched this other hectic video the other day of someone that did like multiple layered fucking potatoes where it's like you get a mandolin and you slice it all. And then you like layer them around in a circle.
Mm.
And then you put like stock and clarified butter in and you keep layering it and layering it. And then you put a cartouche on top, which is like baking paper that you cut into a circle and you fucking put it on. Look at me going full fucking housewife mode.
Yeah, and dude.
I do the best motherfucking potatoes ever.
Yeah.
They're sick.
So you go full cartouche.
Cartouche. Which allows it to like evaporate, but it doesn't dry out. You get caramelization happening.
Yeah.
Without fucking drying the top out.
And that's your potato bake.
Do it on my braised ribs too, brother. Cartouche on the braised rib.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Little cartouche.
Not fucking around.
Nah. Not fucking around.
It's not here to fuck spiders.
The fucking ribs I did the other day were sick. I've pretty much got them down.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It's good to hear.
I did fuck up, though. They were too tender.
Yeah, that can happen.
Not fall apart, like pulled pork. They didn't turn into that. But I made a fucking mishap. I was like hooking the rib into the meat, and like hang it, do it for like 2 hours, take it off, wrap it with sauce, put it back on for another 2 hours, went to take it off, re-sauce it again, and then put it in for like 15 to get it tacky, tack up the sauce. Because after you unwrap it, it's a bit like wet and not ideal texture. So you put it back in for 15. When I went to put it back in after I'd taken the wrap off, it was the bone pulled out of the fucking hook and then the ribs just dropped down into the charcoal pit. I was like, it didn't get too much. It was like bottom rib got a bit of fucking ash and shit on it. And I was like, well, I'll have that one. That's all right.
Yeah.
But then I put the grill rack in, put the ribs back on the rack, finished them off, saved them. All good.
All good.
But
crisis averted.
They were like, because you have like the fall apart ones, but then you have the like competition ribs where it's like it pulls clean off the bone, but it's still,
but it's still got texture. A bit of bite.
Yeah.
They're
perfect. That's what you want.
I look like a dude who could like judge at a rib show.
Yeah.
Like that dude. He knows. He knows his ribs.
Yeah.
Like I'd say to someone, like I'd give him a score. And he's like, usually this guy argues with guys, but with me, he's just like, nah, he knows.
Yeah.
Sometimes clearly,
I like a beef rib that's like not even wrapped, not even tender. Like I like a beef rib that you can just fucking chew and do.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. We went to a restaurant, steak place on Honeysuckle. Got ribs. It's pretty good. But I don't know what it is. Me, like I'll go to restaurants and you order. And like the main fucking thing doesn't turn up. Like, we went out with Josh and Fez, and we went to a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, the rice.
They just didn't fucking deliver our rice. Yeah. Like, we're sitting there, like, we got our fucking honey chicken. We got our, like, cashew chicken.
You want some rice on the side with
want some rice. And then I asked the lady, oh, yeah, it's coming. And then, like, continues to walk past and then brings the rice out right at the end after we finished all the meals. I was like, oh, man. So, anyway, ribs, chips and salad, you know.
Yep.
Rock up. There's two plates of ribs, one chips and salad.
Fuck's sake.
I'm like, oh, we're missing a chips and salad. Oh, it's coming.
No good.
I'm like, and it's like a fucking nice restaurant. Like, it was a nice place. And you go, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, how do you do that? Like,
just getting slammed with menu log orders. pretty much.
Probably.
That's what's going on.
Oh, there's like ghost kitchens, surely.
Mm.
That'd be the way to do it. Open up a ghost kitchen, just do menu log.
Yeah, dude. Did you hear, did you, oh, you probably didn't hear, you're fucking half deaf.
Hey?
Yeah. Nice. Fucking idiot.
What?
Can't bullshit a bullshitter. Did you hear me yelling out the car window the other day, you and Tyler, when you were walking?
No.
Fuck. I was fucking screaming.
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Didn't hear you. Not even close.
Calling
mate.
Out to you cuties walking along.
Brother.
What were you doing?
Business.
Sucking and fucking.
Sucking and fucking.
Nice.
A little bit of alleyway.
Yeah.
Fun.
Someone's got to do it.
Mm.
Getting on.
It's good.
Getting on well.
No, just hang out. Just go for walks and shit.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Get out of the house a little bit.
Yep.
This fucking ear.
Yep. Full-time carer.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, I was so good. I was like, my preparation for this surgery, because I've had it 3 times now, it's like spot on where I'm like, all right, like these are the things you got to do like beforehand.
Mm.
And where like they've wheeled me in. You're in a little room right before the fucking surgery room.
Yeah.
They come out and ask you a million questions, all that stuff. And like we're just about to go in. I go, I'm really sorry. I've got to piss because if I don't piss now,
I'm going to wake up and have to piss.
Yeah. And the last time I did that, I had to piss in front of 5 nurses in a cold room, and that was horrific. So I'm not doing that again. And they all just laughed and went, yeah, fair point. And just like walked me back through this little fucking maze, found a toilet, took a piss.
Nice.
Woke up, didn't need to piss.
Nice.
Yeah. Got to try fentanyl.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's honestly like not. You don't really feel it. It's not like a...
It's a controlled dose.
It's yeah, not like it's not like a... They gave me a couple of hits.
Yeah.
I was like... at first, I was trying to get let out.
Could you breathe?
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I got a bit of nerve damage in my lip.
Yeah. Any counterfeit 20s at the gift shop when you left?
No. Yeah, but I was trying to, like, act okay. Like, oh, yeah, I'm not in that much pain.
Mm.
And I was like, because they're like, oh, if you're fine, we'll just let you go same day.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, sweet. And she's like, I was like, oh, yeah, sweet. So you reckon I'll be able to go? And they're like, oh, no, absolutely not.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, no worries. I was just putting on a brave face to see if I could go home early.
Can I have some drugs?
Can I have some drugs? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, no worries.
Oh, shit.
Like, give me the good stuff. Anyway, what were you going to say?
Oh, this episode's going to be 50 minutes long after we take 10 minutes of Ethan out. Oh, I'm just so not looking forward to opening. Like, I opened for Akmal. You can leave that in.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking, just bombed, dude.
Yeah.
Ronan was there. Got to watch it. I just ate dick. I was like, fuck. I'm not on... I just wasn't on the level where I could, like, do that.
Yeah.
Because you've got to MC yourself into it a little bit and, like, yeah, let them know that, like, yeah, look, I know I'm not Akmal.
No, you didn't show up to the wrong show. Akmal didn't get fucking alopecia all of a sudden.
Yeah. Do something like that. Just take the piss out of it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have something to say to, like, break the ice. Don't just get up there and start doing gear.
No, just get up there and do gear.
You look like a fucking retard.
Yeah, you do. It's what I've done. It's what we've all done.
Who'd you open for?
Fuck, who was it? Can't even remember his name now. But it didn't go well. It sold like 10 tickets.
Oh, that's not like, open for someone. That's never going to go well.
It was like right when the club first opened.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd had, like, a really, really good... It was, like, a Thursday,
a good run.
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then rolled into the Sunday. Same. Fucking
I've had a good
confident.
Run.
Yeah.
On Friday, Saturday. Didn't bomb.
Yeah.
Going fine. We're cooking. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Get up there and fucking swim.
Yeah.
It's funny when Dave Rose was in town and I fucking opened for him and I just ate dicks up top. Just talking about killing myself and shit. And he gets up, he's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, yeah, it was kind of on purpose.
Yeah, I'm going through some stuff.
Yeah.
That was
a bad time.
Was that post breakup? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dark, Ethan.
Yeah. It's pretty dark. It's funny when you, like, the audience is laughing because they're like, it is, well, he's done the joke and it is funny, but we are concerned. And on the way out, they'll be like, you were funny, please don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
I got so many of those.
Yeah.
Literally, like, multiple people per show for, like, weeks. And I was like, I got to stop doing this shit. Yeah, dude. People are concerned.
Yeah, we were a little bit.
Yeah.
But I could see, like, the brightness in your eyes coming back. So I knew you were all right.
Yeah. Well, I stopped being drained.
Yeah, dude.
By the succubus.
It was crazy.
The succubus had me, dude.
Yeah. She fucking sucked the life out of you.
You don't date chicks with dyed hair, dude.
My wife's got dyed hair. She's got dyed hair. She's fine.
Look.
I always make fun about girls with blue hair, and my missus has blue hair, but she's the exact opposite of people with blue hair. Blue hair and a nose ring. You're like,
blue hairs.
Oh man, she's definitely a they them. Oh no, she's got some opinions about them.
I feel like it's like skateboarding in your 30s and 40s.
Yeah,
it's like a dude, like having blue, like some people can pull it off.
Yeah,
but not a lot of people can.
No.
There's got to be something there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the podcast. You working on anything new?
Fuck. Yeah, that last thing I told you just then.
Yeah.
I mean, if you open it and you're like open with fucking dudes that skateboard in their 40s are retarded. Like, you, if you see a dude skateboard in his 40s, you're like, something's going wrong there. Has this cunt lost his license? Like, what's. Is this cool? Why are you hanging out at a skate park with kids?
Hanging out's the key there.
It's sus.
Yeah. Do you remember, we'll have to edit out this name, but like, little one? Little fella?
Yeah.
Yeah. His mum used to hang out at the skate park.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, that was, I must have left when she started doing that.
Fucking, she's.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
Wasn't she like a crackhead?
Yeah. Yeah, she's crackhead.
Yeah.
But we didn't really know what crack. I knew what crackheads were, but I didn't, sort of thing. Yeah. It was like one of those things. Oh, I was like, I know this sort of person, but wasn't sure what it was. It was just, yeah. It's fucking crazy. I think she's dead now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was outside of a pub this morning and just walking past with Cassie.
Yeah.
And this dude in a dress, fully cracked out.
Fuck like, yeah.
Trans crackhead dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen a trans crackhead?
Yeah, dude, there's more than you think. There's that
Rainbow Roxwell dude that I follow on Instagram that goes to bush stuff saying, oh, you're a fucking rainbow here. I can't, yeah, it's fucking sick here. We're just setting up and fucking, yeah, it's all about lifestyle and all that. And you're like, it's just some crackhead in a dress. Like, fuck yeah. But no, there was one outside the pub and them's just come up to us. I've been like,
yeah, fucking, hey, gun, yeah, do you own the pub?
Yeah, I'm just looking for a room. I'm just wondering how much it is. Fuck. Fuck, dude. No, I don't own the pub. Fucking hell. I'm just walking past. Are you asking everyone this? What the fuck is. Oh, no. No good. It was wild.
Yeah, dude. Do you think what draws crackheads to wear dresses? Is it like the. Air? Is it the airflow?
That draws every man to wear a dress, Mitch. It's fucking mental health issues. Whether you get there from crack or a lack of a father, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You have issues.
Dresses are real comfy, though. They are. The parties where I've had to wear a dress, I'm like, God damn, these are comfy.
That was a bit I've been working on, actually.
How comfy dresses are?
No, I'm not a faggot.
You're not fat.
No, doing a bit how it's like, you know, like cultural appropriation. Like the left is like, no, you can't fucking wear that.
Yeah.
Like that's insensitive.
yeah,
that doesn't respect the culture. And you're like, all right, fucking got to watch out for that alt-right pipeline, though, because I'm in my 30s and that's fucking trying to get me real good.
Yeah.
You're like, we don't care about cultural appropriation. You can fucking wear whatever you like. And you're like, yeah, cool. It's whatever I want. They're like, yeah, we don't care. We're not flakes. We don't get offended. And you're like, cool. Can I wear a dress? And they're like, oh. Is it a boys' trip for footy? Or we'll allow it. Just don't go into the women's bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Right. What about a military outfit? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's cultural appropriation, bro. I thought you guys didn't give a fuck. Well, that's stolen valor. That's different. It's like, well,
what if it's a Nazi uniform? Like, that's all right. That's all right again. That's okay. It's all right again. Yeah.
I mean, it's just memorabilia, isn't it? Who really cares? It's not all of a sudden like those Nazis killed those Jews, and you're taking credit for it.
I love it how like all of these anti-fucking. All these anti-immigration marches, they're all Nazi rallies. There's no Nazis. Everyone just like, we just want responsible policy. We're yeah, not racist.
400,000 Indians every fucking year. It's wild.
They're like, we let 415,000 people in. And you're like, no wonder there's 200 people at every rental inspection. Like, yeah. How many houses did we build? 98,000. Okay, we've got a 300,000 house deficit.
No, you don't, because you put 8 Indians per
house. Yeah, you fucking... Yeah. It's a 4-bedroom. You whack a wall up between those bedrooms, that I mean, becomes an 8-bedroom.
Fucking $1,800 a week.
Yeah.
You think 2 Indians driving for Uber are going to be able to afford that? No, we're putting 12 in this one house. Yeah. And then we're leasing them a brand new fucking Toyota Camry hybrid. That is going to cost them $600 a week to pay the lease on, and they're earning $800 a week driving for Uber 50 hours a week. So essentially for 50 hours of work.
But they'll do that for 28 hours a day somehow, and then they'll buy a business.
Yeah.
And that's how they own every 7-Eleven. It's hard to argue. Mm. It's hard to argue with the results.
Well, they know how to do it.
They do. All right. That's the podcast.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about how Katy Perry killed a nun.
She killed a nun?
She killed a nun.
Directly? Or took her land?
Took her land.
Yeah. Heard about this.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was like
making firework.
Yeah. Came in and fucking really blew up the place. Yeah, fucking. I knew Katy Perry was a fucking crazy bitch. You can tell by her eyes.
Mm.
If he's a woman whose eyes poke too far out of their head, if you look at Katy Perry, looks like someone attacked her with a vacuum cleaner. Dude, like fucking real big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw that, I was like, Katy Perry's fucking weird. And then she went to space and was. See how she was acting in space?
She didn't go to space, bro. We're under the firmament. She didn't do shit.
Well, when they, like, pretended to go to space and came back and landed, she crawled out onto the ground and was kissing the ground.
Yeah.
And then was just, like, the most undeserving person to go to space.
Mm.
Like, what have you done for humanity?
Dude, she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Yeah,
dude. It's brave.
So then I'm watching that and then... They're like, oh, yeah, Katy Perry killed a nun because she was stealing a house. And I was like, checks out. It checks out.
Yeah.
Of course she did that. So now there's a Katy Perry law to prevent that from happening.
They did call it the Katy Perry law.
Yeah.
They should make a Donald law, which is...
You're allowed to blow...
You got
to
blow one dude.
You got to blow one president. If you're going to blow anyone, might as well be the president.
Yeah. That's how you get to the top.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was heartbreak.
He didn't start at the bottom. No, he's here. He started at the tip. Worked his way down.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, at least he was a gentleman and threw the shirt out after fucking Clinton blew all over him.
Yeah. All right. That's what's been happening.
Yep.
We'll air this in a couple of weeks when we get around to editing it.
Yep.
If you want us to keep doing this podcast, I don't really care. We might do it. We might not.
See you.
Bye.